Well, the Chelsea repeater is working very well this morning. KD8DXQ listening.
W8RCY, W8EAP. Time to wakey wakey, Donald. Well, no copy, W8RCY, W8EAP.
N8DBF from W8FU.
Graduation this weekend and then a subsequent party in a couple weeks, so
That's about it. I forget who's next. I think it's Don.
Good morning, Damien. Yeah, thank God it's Friday. My goodness. We never get here. I'm just fumbling around because, like I said, for the last couple hours, I've been just listening to some concert music by Stevie Nicks, and I just lost track of time, and I'm trying to, I haven't even found the coffee pot yet. So I'm stumbling this morning for a Friday morning.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I've been up since maybe 5:30. I've got my half a pot of coffee in, and I'm just listening to the radio, and I adopted a new dog yesterday, and I'm going camping today, so I've got a busy weekend ahead. Go ahead, W8FU.
I was just leaving a little room for Davian to jump in, or Davian, for Dakota to jump back in. He's tanking up that big beastie. I'd hate to see what it takes to fill it up. I've got an Escape, and it's about $50 to fill it up. He's probably chuckling. Anyhow, I'll take it. My work Escape, though. It only takes about, I don't forget how many gallons, I think bone dry 15 gallons, and the thing doesn't get me anywhere. I can't even get, like, you know, Muskegon and back. Every other vehicle I got can get me there and back. Not this thing. This thing is, it can't get me anywhere and back. I mean, it gets me just about anywhere I want to go, but range is really, really low on this stupid thing. This is a one generation older Escape, so... I don't know if just 15 gallons is just ridiculously small or what. Anywho, I am off topic. What is the topic? I don't know. So, yeah, Davian, I don't know. The bus was cool for a while. I remember I was right on the cut. You know, I was like one of the last people that could still take the bus, and it was like a little over a half mile to go to the bus. Or it was about a mile to walk to school. And I could get rides. So for a little bit, I walked that half mile to ride the bus, and then after the coolness wore off, I said, yeah, this is for the birds.
I don't know what the rotation is when I'm back.
Why don't you go ahead and pass it to Davian?
I caught the tail end of your transmission. Believe it or not, my truck's only 23 gallons, and I think it's the EPA credit crap where they got the auto stop start, smaller tank, the amount of oil you got to have in it, and all that. So I don't know. I get 400 miles to a tank, and it costs me $70 to $80, depending on the price of fuel. Go ahead, Davian.
Yeah, my truck's 25 gallons, so. Yeah, it starts to add up when I fill it up. Interestingly enough, I had to get a new fuel tank because I couldn't fill it up. Every time it got a little bit cold and I'd pump the gas, and the auto stop on the pump would always engage, and it's because of some valves in the Dodge Ram tank, so I had to get a new one. But now I can hold the full 25, and I get about the same thing. I got about 400 miles to the tank full.
Mike's before me is right up in Saginaw.
Yeah, copy that. This is WKF8EDU. I've got a F-150. It's got a 23-gallon tank. I can get just about 400 miles out of a tank with that one. Unless I'm pulling something, but even then it gets like almost 16 miles to the gallon while I'm pulling my bolt. So that does pretty well. It's got the 5-liter V8 in it. It's a good little truck. I love that thing. It does fantastic. But other than that, I'll pass it to W8FU.
Yeah, we got out of rotation. It should have been Don, then you. Than me, but I don't know. go ahead, Don, and I guess we can change it.
Well, I'm still in a fog. I'm not, like I said, I don't have any coffee or anything in me. And my ears are still ringing from rock concerts. Yeah, I haven't driven much at all since I retired on a disability, and my ability to drive great distances is hard for me to do. I mean, I just did Indy a couple weeks ago, and getting out of that vehicle, those who know me and are around me know I can't sit in a restaurant for 2 hours straight. I have to get up and move around with my mobility issues. So I don't own a car anymore. But my last car vehicle, the last job I held down was I was working for Honda, and I had a really nice Odyssey minivan, and that thing was like the Cadillac of minivans. And I don't remember the mileage on it. I remember the highway was in the 30s, and it just drove like a cloud. But that's my experiences in the last decade or so since I've been retired of driving vehicles. And the gas tank and everything else. So that's it for me. Sorry, I screwed up the rotation there. Go to Sean then, I guess.
Yeah, if we're gonna go Mike, Don, then yeah, Mike, Don, me. But all right. Yeah, I know. I'd love 400. 400 will just about get you there and back anywhere. Low, you know, down here. I think you can get, what's Traverse City? Because I know, like, I got a big, not excursion, what's the big Ford? Not excursion, that was one of them, but it's the other, not any Explorer? No? I don't know. But it's the big one, but just, I think, shy of the excursion. And, you know, you would think that thing, but that can get me to Traverse City and back on one tank. Yep, my little escape, I get to Traverse City and I got a quarter tank left, so I can't, there's no way I get home. So, that drives me up the wall, no matter where I go. Muskegon is even closer. Like, you know, those are two places I got to go frequently. Well, not frequently, but enough to be annoying. Ah, well, I wish I got 400. Anywho, maybe I should get an electric vehicle and then get 200 miles of range, right? What are those up to now? Who knows? Dakota? Picking the expedition.
I believe you have an expedition. It goes escape, explore, expedition, was excursion, but I think they're bringing the excursion back. I've driven a pickup since 2018. Whenever I can afford one, I graduated in 2016, and then I've driven one ever since. It's a necessary evil. Anything other than a pickup truck's not conducive to my life as far as hunting and then houses and all that crap, whole trailers. But for my commute, I would love to have an EV. I have my eyes set on a Model X, but I gotta get rid of this thing first, and then I gotta get my wife to pick up so we have one in the household. I'm with you. I'm plug in at work, and that'd be the end of it. Yeah, I'm not a fan of electric, but I have a reservation on the Slate truck that they just released. That one I probably will get. So the $20,000 truck, if they release it for 2027, like they announced. So that's a pretty cool vehicle. If you haven't checked it out, and you're on the fence with electric, I think that's going to be a pretty slick truck. It only comes in one color. There's no radio. It has window cranks in it. And instead of the radio, you just have a dock for your cell phone. It's a pretty clever vehicle. And that one will probably be the one I get tucked into just because the price is in the right neighborhood. And then we'll use that one for local drivers. We'll see, though. Not sure. But I'm going to step out here because I just pulled back up to my house, so I'm going to go and finish my coffee with my wife, and I will chat with you guys later. Take it easy. 88, CFM.
So I think if we're going with the changed up rotation, it goes Mike Donald.
Copy that. I was waiting for Damien, I think, to chime in there. I don't know. But yeah, I'm I don't know, I'm having a good morning here. I think I'll have to, I gotta go inside and log into work here in a minute, but I'll say 73s for now. I'll be continuing to monitor, but I'll just take myself out of rotation there. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll pass to W8RCY.
Hi, you have a good day. Don't work too hard. And, yeah, me, nothing to do today. I might go get a haircut, I don't know. But that's about it here on this end. Got to check the mail service to see if my package has shipped yet or not. That turnaround time for my node was amazing. Not even 36 hours, and it's, you know, it's being shipped back from the time I ordered it. That's quite impressive for an operation they have there.
Yeah, for those that don't know what he's talking about, Don has ordered a clear node, so he's going to join the clear node family of all-star nodes. Everybody currently left in the rotation owns one, or you will soon, but I think Dakota might have been one of the first. And yeah, Davian, he's probably long gone by now. But Dakota, do you know what he's talking about? I'm going to look up $20,000 electric truck when I get to work. But you know anything more than that? That's intriguing to me. Not saying I get one, but it is intriguing. A $20,000 e-truck. They're called golf carts.
Greg was our trailblazer with ClearNode, and then I bought one, and then Dave bought one, and then I think it spiraled out of control from there. Mine's been in the rack running nonstop, 24/7. It used to be on my desk at the old house. It's been on literally since I bought it. Went to Texas with me. Absolutely the best node I've ever had. I've had several Sharis, and they always end up going away. I always tell them. And I keep the ClearNode because of the app. The app is a godsend. And I think he's talking about, if he said Toyota, I know they're working on a truck. I didn't know it was going to be electric. I thought it was going to be a four-cylinder or a two-cylinder, some dinky little thing. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's like the Henry Ford. You can have any color you want as long as it's black. They're doing that thing, right? Stripped-down truck. Cool idea. I just, you know, I have a truck because I need a truck, not because I need to, like, I gotta pull stuff, I gotta haul stuff, and I gotta, you know, I need an actual truck, not one of those, but for, like you said, for beating around town, there's nothing wrong with that.
WAPD. I guess I'm now, because Dave and Mike left. I want to know who said golf cart, because I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah, something in the $20,000 range, basic truck, to get to everywhere I need vocally here. You know, Sean knows the lay of the land, because we're practically neighbors. That would fit me just fine. And, just to go to Kroger and breakfast in the morning, White Castle, Starbucks, Subway. I mean, these are all pretty much in walking distance. But, wow, $20,000 truck like that, if I can get it with low insurance, basic insurance, that might be right up my alley for what little bit I would use it for, and short little drives here in the neighborhood and not have to walk across the street to Kroger's when there's 6 inches of snow on the ground. That would be perfect.
WAPD.
It's weird hearing that now.
It's more weird saying it. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, the only reason I said golf cart is our subdivision in Baltimore made golf carts legal. You have to get them inspected and permitted and what have you, insured, things like that. But some of these high-end golf carts now, like you see at the retirement villages and stuff like that in Florida, or even some of the communities in Florida, these things are upwards of 20 grand. It's just amazing what they get for it. That's why I was being kind of smart aleck and said golf cart. So
I only do about 30, 35 mile an hour, but still. Let's see. I think Sean, maybe. I'll hand it to Sean. WABD.
Good morning. Yeah, I'll bet your golf cart damn near cost that. Well, I don't know. What do I know? I know side-by-sides and stuff get up there easy. So it's hard to imagine a pickup truck. But, you know, when you get the, maybe it's no more than a side-by-side, street-legal side-by-side. I don't know. But McDonald's says, you know, I would have a perfect use for one, too. You know, one little vehicle we could just keep on dock on power and just use it to, for our little trips, you know, little utility vehicle. That'd be ideal. You know, just keep the regular car for traveling. Hold on, I got to pay for my food. Who gets it next? I'm not sure. Dakota?
I think it is me. The more this EV stuff develops, the more I'm intrigued by it. I'm not for a mandate. I've said that many times. I don't think it's right to tell people what they have to drive, because if that were the case, there's a lot of piles of garbage that are on the road that they should not be allowed to drive, but here we are. I'm heavily interested in an EV. I don't know that the $20,000 pickup truck would be, if it would suit my needs, because it probably doesn't have the range I need, it doesn't have the power or the towing capacity I need or the space. So I'm looking at the Model X because I could fit the whole gang in it, and we'll see. As long as these prices that Tesla keep taking, I might be able to capitalize here.
I found it. It's called the Slate, and it's using Jeff Bezos' money. Done.
You said Slate, and who's it made by? Is Slate the company name, or is that the name of the vehicle?
I'm not sure. I just searched 20K EV truck, and it showed up. It was revealed this week. It's all over the internet. Just search that, and they call it the Slate. Jeff Bezos' money.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a thing of its own. None of the big manufacturers are going to make a $20,000 EV. It's going to be a venture project by one of these guys. That makes perfect sense, Bezos. So there you have it. I'm curious. I'll be looking that up when I get home or get to work. That's a intriguing item. I just got my coffee. I got about another mile and a half to go, so I'm in here for a couple more. Dakota?
I am way late today. I mean, 20 grand, you can't get a side-by-side for 20 grand. I mean, you can, but not a roadworthy one. I mean, you get a stripped-down side-by-side for 20 grand. We were looking at them, but we got too much crap going on in the yard to justify it. I got to build a barn first, but... I'm curious to see how many of those are going to be on the road. I feel like that's much more in reach than a side truck.
I have an answer to that one. It's already got 100,000 orders, 100,000 reservations. It's got a deal breaker, though, Sean. Just a regular radio and hand crank windows. Don?
Well, with us being a senior campus here, where would I get it charged? You know, am I going to run a 150-foot extension cord from my 8th-floor balcony down to the parking lot next to me at the east end of the campus and plug it in that way? We had our last house meeting a while back, and I brought up the subject of people having, you know, seniors buying electric cars or, you know, electric vehicles that have to be plugged in. Is there any talk of, you know, putting in charging stations here on the campus for those people that are interested in that kind of stuff? And now with this $20,000 truck, I may have to even have them, if I do invest in one of those, I might have to have them, you know, give me a super long extension cord or something, or put in charging stations. That'll be an interesting conversation for them next month's meeting.
Talk about living in the Matrix. I'm driving right next to one. As you're talking about it, I just saw it. T-Mobile. KPNS is at T-Mobile.
Well, I've said it once and I'll say it again. The electric vehicle thing, you know, everybody was just so, ha-ha, it's stupid, nobody will ever get them. And, you know, it was just a knee-jerk reaction. That's what they said when the combustion engine-powered wagons came out back in the horse-drawn days. People laughed and said, who would get one of those? You know, and only wealthy people got them to show off at first because they couldn't really do any work. Not like a horse-drawn carriage. But, you know, technology marches, and all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute, this is actually pretty viable. And next thing you know, no more horses. And I said the same thing about electric. If they build something we want, we'll buy it. And if it's great, if it works and all that, you know, then maybe combustion engines, I doubt it. But, I mean, who knows, you know? But it depends on the product. But like Dakota says, as long as there's no mandate to do it, just build something we want. And you know what? They're doing it now. There's several I've looked at that, like, you know, I could do that. So, you know, it's coming. And the technology gets better and better. You know, the battery technology, which is really the crux of it. You know, the infrastructure for charging, which is kind of what you brought up there on a small scale, Donald, but that's the key right there is, you know, how we can barely, you know, keep our infrastructure, you know, reliable and running. Well, we do a pretty good job of that. I shouldn't say that. But we certainly don't have all sorts of reserve capacity for an entire world of EVs. So that's going to be the big lift now, you know, now that most of the stuff that we thought were deal breakers are, you know, kind of falling to the wayside. But, yeah, it's interesting. Fun to see. All right, I think Dakota gets it next, and everybody seems to be jumping in and all that stuff, so it looks like the rotation's falling apart. But I'm at work, so I don't care. Dakota, go ahead and catch everybody later. I got to get inside. W8FU.
Later, Sean. Have a good day. If anyone was wondering, a Chevy Silverado 1500 is exponentially faster than a Honda Civic Si that this little kid's driving. Like I said, as long as you're not telling me I have to drive one, I'm interested in one because I'm a techie, so there's no reason for me to not be interested. But that's my biggest concern is the infrastructure. Not that I go anywhere, but the chance I want to go up north, I don't want to be turning a 4-hour trip into an 8-hour one. So the cost needs to come down to dramatically. But it should not cost what a mass vehicle costs. There's way less to them. Yes, there's more electronics in them, but there's way less engineering, in my opinion. I mean, you've got an electric motor, you've got a power cell, and electronic speed controllers. So I don't know why Cybertruck is $150,000. I don't know why Model X is $150,000. There's a high probability my next vehicle is going to be electric, whether it be a Model X or a Hummer or whatever comes out. But I'm very curious, and I'm looking into them pretty much weekly.
Well, for me, living here where I've been living for 11 years, I have everything within walking distance. But like I say, in the wintertime and with my disability, it's getting harder for me and more unsafe for me to walk a half a mile in either direction on DeQuinder to get somewhere. Sure, I can take a bus, and bus fare is nothing. But this little truck thing has piqued my interest. And I appreciate you guys bringing it up. That's going to be a day where I wasn't going to do anything. Now I got something to do. But I still need to find coffee. I'm still in a fog here. So I am going to check out, and I will hand it over to Wally if he's still on the air. And we'll see some of you at breakfast in the morning as well, tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day. The weather's nice and cool. I got the windows and door wall open. So, W-H-R-C-Y.
Okay. Everyone be good. I got to call it. I got to get to work. I've been playing too much radio lately. We'll go from there. Chat later. Everyone have a good day. I'm not sure who's left, but whoever is, off to you. W-A-B-D.
CZB listening.
I
guess everybody left. I didn't catch your complete call sign. I got maybe 3 minutes here. KP8SZT.
KF8CZV listening.
Alright, I got you that time. I'm just about to work here. How's it going today?
Yeah, I heard everybody talking about a $20,000 truck. This is Pete, sitting here in Vassar waiting to go in myself and go to work. But I just reading on here, GM is revealing a $10,000 pickup truck.
Well, the point that we're at right now is when the batteries short out or decide to die or whatever, they cost more than the vehicle. So they're basically throwaway vehicles right now.
Yeah, no. Myself, you couldn't give me an electric truck. I drive a 2013 F-350 with a 6.7 diesel in it. There's no way that electric one would get me very far with my 45th wheel behind it.
Yeah, that's like me. They would have to have better range because I drive hundreds of miles a day with a company vehicle, and that wouldn't cut it. I'd have to stop halfway through the day and that would take the rest of the day to charge it. Alright, well, I'm pulling into work here. Maybe I'll catch you on the way home. I think I talked to you before. Casey, that's it.
Hey, alright, you have a nice day. I got a hit in myself too, so 73's KF8CCV clear. KE8BSI, W8FE.
Yeah, copy that. Oh.
KE8VSI from W8FU.
KE8VSI. WNFU.
Yeah, a little bit of an echo going there, Greg. KKKGO.
Well, this ain't Greg. This is Sean. I'm calling Greg. That's because I got my mobile radio on and I'm talking on my HT. Don't ask me why.
Alright, I'll let you get back. I just got a phone call
right to KCKGO. Okie doke, I killed the echo. Oh man. Alright, talk to you. W8FU.
WV8KLO. KF8DRC from WD8KLO.
C from WD8KLL. No copy, WD8KLL clear.
WD8KLL, this is KF8EVQ. How are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I'm doing pretty good. I was just trying to reach Jack there.
Yeah, I heard that. I've been listening. I think I heard you call maybe a couple people, but I figured I recognized your call sign. I wanted to pop in and say hello.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, how you doing today? I think I heard you on the other side talking about going camping.
Yep, that's right. You heard it correct. I'm going camping today. I fostered a dog this week, and then I adopted her yesterday. So I'm taking this dog on her first camping trip today. So, yeah, we'll be heading up to the Asabo and getting up to Loud Dam and doing a little bit of camping and doing some relaxation. So you got any weekend plans?
Yeah, we're thinking about heading over to Hudsonville. They got a ham fest going on over there on the west side of the state. Not 100% sure whether they're going to make the trip. Yep, we're thinking about doing that.
Yeah, copy that. What goes on at those meetups? I'm kind of curious, and I'm looking into that hamvention. Next year, I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna go, but I'm just wondering what goes on when you guys meet up.
Well, honestly, Mike, I've never been to one, but I know Hamvention is it's a gathering that they bring in all the different manufacturers of the different products, and they have booths set up, and then they have. They have like swap meets and stuff, people selling, their own equipment and stuff like that. Just a big gathering of hams. They've got a lot of educational things going on every day. You can listen to seminars. You can actually do that online if you want. But Hudsonville is just a little bit scaled down from that, but that's kind of what goes on from what I understand.
All right, copy that. Yeah, that sounds pretty neat. Well, yeah, we'll see. I'm expecting a phone call in a couple of minutes, so I'll have to let you go. But and then I'll be going for a walk later. So I'll tell you to take care, and hope you're having a fantastic day. And this is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, Mike, good hearing from you. From KF8EDQ, WD8KLL, we're clear.
KUSVR, monitoring.
W8FU from KE8VSI. No copy, KE8VSI, clear.
ABAPR.
Anyone doing lunch today? ABPS.
WAVD.
Voodoo Doctor from Fancy Underpants.
Hey there. Did you guys get a chance to look at Greg's radio or no?
So I am heading back to the shop now, and he is on his way there as well. So, no, not yet. We are converging now.
Okay, I just curious. The suspense was kind of making me wonder a little.
I mean, anticipation is making you wait?
Of course, it's a puzzle. And you know how we are about puzzles. Sometimes it's more about the puzzle than anything else.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, the problem is we can't move it without the software and the cable, so if that's what it proves to be. I don't know, we'll see.
ABP here.
Hello, PR.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Just wondering if anybody's up for doing some lunch today. I'm just looking for some.
Well, I got to get some now or forever hold my peace. And I am at the shop, so if I wait any later, though, I might as well just wait. Because I get off at 3:30, so... Start to get much later than this. If I haven't eaten, I might as well just wait to dinner, or I screw dinner up.
Okay. Yeah, it would take me 40 minutes to get out there. So, okay. Alright, I was just out that way, too, but a doctor's appointment. Just got back. Alright, so I check. Is that Wally out there? I just tuned in. And if it is, congratulations on the new call.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, all is well with that. Oh, it's at least nice everybody recognizes your voices nowadays. That's what's kind of great about all of this stuff. So, very good. Yeah, I don't have time for lunch today. I think I got to grab the grandkid, too, probably in about a half hour, an hour, bring him to work. Because I think Mommy's got something to do, and I know Daddy's out on the road today. So, I think I'll do that. I think that's going to be my thing. We're going to get a radio tuned up here, so Sean's going to get a radio tuned up, so hopefully that'll be a way to go. And Sean, I am on my XTL in the car, believe it or not.
You did what? You left your XTL in the car, huh? Ooh, what?
I put it in the car, so now my official mobile radio is an XTL.
Hey, sounds like a winner. All right, I'll be right back. I got to order a sandwich here.
Okay, I got to go back in the office where they all stare at me. See you, Phil.
Okay, see you later. Have fun with the radio. Very long, Sean. See you tomorrow morning. ABAP here.
Yeah, I got a little bit of stuff to do around the shop. We got three call-ins today, so no monkeying around. Everybody's knee-deep, elbows, you know, and you know what. So myself included. So I'll be at the shop and then tomorrow breakfast, and then I'm hoping to get some receiver issues on both sites resolved. But all right, I'm waiting on a sandwich here at the corner. I'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
I think I heard Greg in there. Was that you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Phil. Good afternoon, Sean. Just hopped in the car. Rolling the call out.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm just going out and grab some lunch. So, I'm just going to be in the car a minute. So, just let me acknowledge you. Again, thanks for helping the other day. 88 PR.
Roger that. Yeah, no problem. It's always good to help out and see the emergency site and what's going on. So, my pleasure. I appreciate being called upon, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Sean, I'm probably about, I'm 23 in Romeo Blank. I'm all 15 minutes out. KKTSI.
Greg, you guys get that thing working. I'm at the office. Call me on ground wire, and we can see how it works.
Roger.
ABDR out.
ABD, you got it.
Okay, just leaving JL Tubby's on my way to the shop.
Sounds yummy. All right, I'll be there in 10, 15 minutes.
Wait to see how much steel they put up since last time you were probably over here.
Yeah, last time I think it was just a big hole.
Yeah, they seem to be cooking now. They're, all the structural steel is going up. And concrete walls. So, crazy. Oh, man, this parking. This parking here is a effing mess. All these goofballs taking up our parking spots, and I have to get them marked. Department only.
Yeah, put a big ass out here. So, all right. Well, the gate's out. Well, hopefully that horseshoe there, maybe. Slip in there, but yeah, no fun. We got, looks like we got this smoke stuff that's in the air. I'm looking way ahead of me, and it looks like foggy. I wonder if that's what it is.
I remember in 23 when it was really, really bad. That was like record setting. It was you could smell it. It was crazy. But I don't know what this is. Could be. All right, I'm here. I'm going to get inside, try to get my sandwich in. We'll see when you get here. W8FU.
Yeah, I can smell it back then, too. Have a chat this year. See you soon. KEABSI.
AB8PR from W8FQ.
WABD.
This is WD8KLL. Just looking for a quick radio check.
Yeah, copy that, Greg. You're coming in loud and clear. This is KF8EDQ.
Mike, thank you very much. Just got a new little handheld here I was trying out. And it's a little 5-watt handheld, so just trying it out here in the front repeater. So you're hearing me good?
Oh, yeah. yeah, you're coming in nice and clear. I can hear it's got had good modulation, and there's no static or anything like that. So you're coming in, it's just you. Sounds like you're just coming, it sounds like you're wired in.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming back to me, Mike, and we'll talk at you later. WD8KLL, we'll be clear.
Yeah, copy that. Take care, Greg. This is KF8EDQ, clear and monitoring.
WAPD.
Sean, this is N8WRO, Tim in Richmond again, if you can use me up here.
How'd you get out so fast?
Caught a little break, just zippy dude right out.
What'd you do, make the left and go north?
No, I made a right, and now I made another right into the little bar district here, and it's going to head me north out of there.
Yeah, it looked like it was pretty congested going that way, so I'm just going to take, for me, Gratiot south. You could take it north, but, yeah, well, you know where you got to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm all good. I'm going to be getting on North Avenue shortly here.
Now, you know North T-Bone, that kind of not T-Bones, but it, you know, it dumps into Grosbeck, and you got to run Grosbeck for just a little bit there, and then it turns back into North, right?
Exactly. That's where I'm at now. We're all out, I'm a mile from that, but I'm on the one that he's going to do it.
All righty. Okay, I'm going to go see if I can raise any cane over on the 7.2 and be back. I'll be listening here, though. I'll be here. Okay. Oh, I'm having all sorts of trouble here dumping onto this. Better pay attention. WAFU.
ACSI.
I threw those attenuators up on the dash so I wouldn't forget them, and they rolled off, and I thought, oh, great, where'd they go? And they went right into the cup holder behind my phone. I'm like, cool.
Excellent. Yeah, it looks like I might have the 147 in here. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, you're a little noisy into the 2.6 right now, so either UMP or other, but, yeah, I'm over on that one as well. I'm going to try to run the handheld the whole way. W8FU.
Well, my cheat sheet set channel 16, but it's not there. Oh, well. KE8BSI.
What radio is that?
My FCM 200 that I haven't programmed anything since basically the day I got it put in the car. So it's on my list, it's on the cheat sheet, but it's not there. So I got to bring the SD card to the house and do some updates on it.
Oh yeah, you'll want to put the, you know, the 0125 analog in there. You'll want to put, I don't know if you got fills. You might, that one I showed you on the bench there, that's going to be down by Anthony, that one you might want to get in there. So I can send you the list of ones that I just recently added to mine with the details.
Yep, okay. When I, well, whenever you get a chance, and then if I don't hear, get it, I'll just ask when I'm doing the programming.
Yep, pretty easy to remember. 0125 and 125, so
Otherwise, they're all the same.
Yeah, I think I even wrote that down somewhere. I heard you talking about it, so it's on a little piece of paper somewhere in my office.
When do you think you're going to try to burn up a little bit of that battery?
I can do it right now. I'll call out.
Oh, no, I wouldn't waste it now. I was thinking when you got home and got it up, hooked up to the outside antenna.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be home in 15 minutes, but I'm going to want to settle in a little bit. And I may cut my back lawn. I cut my front lawn this morning and then took a little break, and then all of a sudden it was raining, so my back lawn got wet. So I may yet do that today. But I'll let you know. At some point today, I guess you're probably right. That's my best bet is to do the battery stuff when I'm on that antenna.
Yeah, I'm at least, you know, 20 minutes, half hour out, and I might stop at Randazzo's and get some fruit and vegetables. I guess I know I said that weird. But, so, I don't know, could be an hour. So, yeah, so later straight. Get home, get comfortable. I gotta check my calendar. I know I got my dart banquet coming up somewhere in June. And, hope it ain't tonight. If it is, that'll screw that up. Anywho, so, just somewhere along the line, I'd like to critique it in a nice environment where I can hear it clearly, and we're not on top of one another with desense issues and all that good stuff.
Right, yep, that way we can find out if it's a home run or not.
Roger, all right, I'm going to put out another call on the 7.2, see if I can raise anybody. Be back, be listening. W8FU.
ADSBSI. W3LNS, W4XED.
KDA-VSI from W8FU.
Go ahead.
And the other thing I forgot to mention, your signal into the 7.2 from home was always, you know, one that was affected by that cache pretty bad. So I'll want to do a little bit of testing with that as well later. So later on tonight, when everything's settled down, the grass is cut, dinner's done, the wife gives you, you know, a half an hour of get out of jail card, wouldn't mind doing a couple of tests, you know, on both items.
Problem. Yeah, when I answered you today, I was just on an HD in my grade room. I wasn't even sure I'd get it, but it did. Of course, I could put it on the base radio, and that's what we were doing. Yeah, we can certainly do that. I am pulling into my driveway, and we'll definitely look forward to doing that later.
Oh, my God, I wish I had a camera. The traffic's just too bad for it, but there is a black van that looks like that, you know, free candy van in the memes, but it's black, and it says on the back of it, communication service vehicle.
Oh, man. All right, I am home. Oh, man.
All right, we'll talk later. Thanks for the help today. W8FU.
W4XED, this is W3LNS. W4XED, this is W3LNS.
W8EAB.
Hey, Tom.
WADD.
What's up there? You done for the day?
Yes, I finally, heading home. My long drive, all the traffic, the humanity.
Oh, my Lord, whatever shall you do?
I don't know, I screwed up. Here, just a second, I gotta get out of here, just a minute. Okay, I cleared. I had to pull out. You know, it's one of the heavy traffic things. County line is usually not a very busy road unless the kids are in school or this time of day. Other than that, it's really pretty mellow.
Oh, yeah, I usually try to take County Line because, what is it, grass is all under construction here and there, and you got to wait from all those goofy orange boxes with yellow and green strobes on them, so I go down County Line.
It is. Hey, I was thinking about going to the Breakfast Club tomorrow. I don't know if you were thinking about that or not.
I may check with the better half to see what kind of plans she has. And then I'll let you know tonight on the chair.
Okay. It should work out pretty good. I'll let you know. Calling a slow Green X truck.
On that?
No, I'd rather not.
Chinese, April. I pity the fool. 354 from fool.
Oh, yes. Running out for pizza. Although I'm going to Jets, so we haven't been there in a while.
No, I don't knock Jets. I've had Jets since I've been out here. Like I said, I had Torminas right here outside, just on the other side of the wall here, next to my campus, but they closed and went out of business in the area. I don't even know if the rest of the franchises are open, but, no, Marco's is my staple, and when some friends come over, they prefer Pizza Hut, so I'll order Pizza Hut, but, no, I got Marco's in my fridge right now. I ordered a pizza bowl for lunch, and I got a pizza for dinner tonight, and I got cold pizza for breakfast in the morning, but I'm going to skip it and save it for lunch and dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, I like Marco's. I like those bowls. Those are pretty good. Skip the carbs and all that. Just get the fat and the protein. So, good for me. And, I mean, I don't need the fat, but I really, really can't have the carbs. So, the bowls work nice for me. And, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Torminas. It wasn't that they were bad. I don't know. Just wasn't a big fan of them. I guess they're real popular, or were real popular if they're gone, I don't know, on the west side. But I just never really warmed up to them. But we're square, deep dish kind of folks, and Jets is hard to beat in that regard. They do that pretty damn well. Speaking of which, I am here pulling up, so I'm going to go inside and get my pie. And got a cauliflower crust to be a little less guilty. And I got the wife a regular one, so I'll be back. W8FU. W8RQY.
Open as much as I could, which was pretty good, but, you know, I faced the south and east, and the wind was coming in out of the north and west, so I didn't get too much smoke in here, but after a while, you could start to smell it, so I had to close the place up. I would prefer to have fresh air, because I don't even run my air at all in the winter, or in the summertime. My air in the wintertime. Yeah, that's how mixed up I am. Anywho, nope, I had a good day. Yeah, I heard Cujo out there. I'll let him chime in. Good afternoon, Tom. Good evening. I'm sorry.
Well, good evening to all. I just got done in Mount Clemens at brother-in-law's house, putting up some little solar lights for him, and now I'm heading back home. You know, sit back, relax, and eat some pizza with the crust.
Well, I left the in-law's house and I'm going to a restaurant, so I'll try. Well, I had a pizza bowl for lunch, which is just basically all the toppings, sauce, and cheese in a bowl. No crust of any kind. And then I ordered a pizza, and I get thin crust, and the crust that I get is like cracker thin crust. I mean, it's thinner than, like, pita bread or, you know, any kind of wrap-type bread. Just wafer thin, and it holds its weight pretty well, and get my toppings on it and stuff. But, like Sean does, I cut back on the carbs. But, so between a pizza bowl, no carbs, and a thin cracker crust pizza, That's my weight in carp.
Yeah, I'm about to find that place because you guys really have me intrigued with that pizza bowl, and I do love thin crust. That's one of my favorites. I like regular pizza, but I love thin crust too. But yeah, I gotta find that pizza bowl place over there by you.
I'm back. I'm surprised they're the only one doing that because, you know, for us folks that gotta watch the carbs, man, the pizza bowl is the way to go.
I haven't broken down and gone that way yet, but my wife.
Well, I believe there is a Marco's in the area of 23 Mile and Gratiot here in Chesterfield. But we got the proprietors for the franchise here at the one at 12 Mile and DeQuinder where Sean and I are at. And these guys, his brothers and their father, and a couple other family members operate that one. And they just do a fantastic job.
Is that where it's at, is Marco's? I'm going to have to check that place out then. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I really didn't know any other locations, but the one by us, as Donald says, like 12 and DeQuinter pretty much. But if there's one up near 23 and Gratiot, that's your neck of the woods. You ought to be able to hit that one. But you get around, so... But you know, pizza bowl is like a small square pan, almost. You know, they give it to you in a plastic container or whatever, and it's like they probably put more, you know, of the stuff than they would on a pizza. But it's, you know, the sauce and the cheese and all the toppings it's not pizza, but you know it. It scratches the itch for me without introducing any carbs. Sure whose turn it was, but I am home with the pizza, so I'm going to get inside. Catch everybody in a bit. W8FU.
The location for Marco is at Chesterfield is on Gratiot, 48700 Gratiot, Chesterfield. That probably puts it around 21 Mile in Gratiot instead of 23. There is one out there.
Green pepper and onion pizza tonight. I'm not sure from where. I think maybe from Domino's, but I'm going to definitely try Marco's there. He said 21 in Gratiot. That's where it's at, Don. KCKO.
Yeah, the numbers are 48700, and just look up Marco's Pizza, and they got a store locator, and you can pinpoint it from there.
Yeah, I'll look it up when I get home. Be right back, guys. Gotta make a phone call. KCKQ.
Still with us, Brian? Okay, Sean's inside. Sounds like we lost Brian. Tom's on a phone call, and I'm going to be sandbagging, standing by. W8RCY.
For another 10.
Yeah,